This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Massachusetts has moved a big step toward making legal medical marijuana available across the state. Last November, of course, voters approved a plan to legalize medicinal pot. Today, after months of deliberation and planning, state health officials awarded more than 20 medical marijuana dispensary licenses. WBUR's healthcare reporter Martha Biebinger has been getting the latest on this, and she's here in the studio. And hi, Martha.
Hi, Anthony.
So I understand that that more than 20 licenses are going to be handed out. Tell us who they're going to, something about where they're going.
Well, we know of 20 today, just to be clear. And then there were four counties in the state, out on the Vineyard and Nantucket and then Franklin and Berkshire. The state didn't see any applications there that they thought were satisfactory, so they're going back out to see if they can get any applications there. So there may be more than 20 by June or so. Right now, just 20. And they are in 19 communities around the state. Boston is the only city that has two. So other than that, and the four counties we talked about, there is at least one in every county in the state.
I see. Now, my understanding is that the law would allow for up to 35 pot dispensaries. So does that mean that more dispensaries will be licensed down the road?
Down the road, it's possible, yes. I think the state felt like these were the applicants that they felt confident could meet the criteria they were looking at: strong financing, strong local support, strong business plan and business experience. And they didn't really want to go beyond that. They had a checklist of criteria, and once they had folks who met that criteria, they weren't going to license anybody they didn't feel like did.
I see. Any surprises in what was announced today?
Well, there were some licenses that many people thought were strong that didn't make it, and we'll see the full score sheet, so to speak, the full checklist of why and why not. Congressman William Delahunt had several applications approved. There was a question about whether politics was involved at all here. A member of the selection committee said, no, not at all. We didn't look at names and faces, just the criteria. So I think we'll see more of that fallout come in the days.
So finally, what's the next step in this process, and how long until these dispensaries finally open?
Each of the local communities has now a different set of criteria that these owners will have to meet in order to get final approval. There's a lot of similarities. They go through zoning and inspection and all that stuff. There are some very specific rules in Boston, for example, about where dispensaries can or cannot be located. So the dispensaries will have to meet all of that criteria. They have to get all of their workers certified. And of course, Andy, they have to start to grow the stuff, right? So they have tentative licenses in many rural areas of the state where they'll start to put seeds, probably not in the ground this time of year, but into dirt. And don't expect to be open before July or August.
Into dirt, under lights. Medical pot coming soon to a community near you, if not your own community. WBUR's healthcare reporter, Martha Biebinger, thanks.
Thanks, Anthony.